one of the neatest pleasures that I get being a co-host, and that's being able to talk to one of the top people in the entire company. And he's not only just a leader in this business, but he's also a friend. He's been a friend of my family, him and his wife, just awesome people. Even my girls, just love and adore him. I hate to say this, Dennis, but they look at you as like a grandfather figure, but that's okay. They do love you. And so tonight, I want to introduce you to you tonight that's going to tell us all about what took place at the convention, the new products, the new levels, as we call them right now, and some of the exciting things that took place and what's going to happen in the future with Nikan and where we're going to go. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to Dennis and Ruth Williams, Royal Ambassadors. Let's give them a round of applause, folks.
Hey, okay. I guess you guys can hear me all right.
Yeah.
Ruth is on some other calls she's got to make, so it'll just be me here tonight. But anyway, can you see this screen now that says Kenko Magnetic Jewelry? See that one?
Yeah.
Okay. And what I did, I just had my phone with me, and I was taking pictures with my phone of the screen, so they're not the greatest slides in the world. There's a couple of them that are a little bit more normal looking in here, but anyway, that's why it looks like it does. It was a picture taken from the audience up there. But this is one of the new products that was introduced called the Magnetic Jewelry with Tri-Phase Technology. And it's a replacement for our sports bracelet that we have today. It has magnetics, has negative ions in it, has far infrared. And one thing that's different is this material, instead of being rubberized, it's a comfortable, soft outer surface. So it's like a material that's soft and nice, and it conforms to any shape. You can twist it and bend them and weave them and everything else. And then these are the magnets in these olive-shaped nodules on here. Those are the magnets. And it has a real secure stainless steel clasp. It's not magnetic. It just pops together, and it holds real tight. And there's two colors. There's this kind of a yellowish color here, and then the black. And there's three lengths. There's for the neck, and then there's a small one for the wrist, and a larger one for the wrist. So those are those. And then this next page, did that come up okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then this is just another picture of the bracelets. And I took a picture of a poster that was out in the lobby. So that's what this is. But it's just mix and match for different lengths or looks, and you can wind, some people have them, you can wind them together. So you can even take several of them and make a belt out of it, and after these packs are over and we can buy them individually, these will actually be available in six packs at a discount. So that's pretty cool, too. So anyway, that's the sports bracelet type thing. And then this just shows, again, this is kind of a bad slide, but it just shows the soft material and all the technology that's inside. And then this is again just more about that. And this is the dressy magnetic jewelry that you see here. And this is really cool looking. It's stainless steel, and it has a magnetic and far infrared technology, and it comes from a European designer. And it has these black inserts in here, and then there's bracelets for women here and bracelets for men. And then earrings, I guess that could be for men or for women, whatever. Magnetic earrings for two. And then this is the men's bracelet. You can see that this is the larger one of the sports ones. And this is really cool looking men's bracelet. And then on the inside it has, you know, the magnetic and the far infrared technology in each one of the links. So that's what that's about. And then this is our Kinkle Light. And this is an awesome, awesome product. I mean, it looks just like a desk lamp, but it is way more than a desk lamp. You see this little red ring around the bottom? That's actually like a rheostat, and you turn that, and you can change the intensity of the light. And it's got a joint here, a joint here, and a joint up at the top, so you can use it like a desk lamp, or you can fold it down like this for a light therapy treatment. And there's Dave Balzer had some slides and talks about this. He says natural solar light energy. And he shows in natural sunlight, you got this much is infrared, this much is visible to us, and then ultraviolet here. And he says the solar light is really, there's a balanced wavelengths of light in the solar light. Artificial light is not in balance. He said if you have lack of food, you have malnutrition. But if you have improper light, you have malillumination. Now, that's a new term, isn't it? Malillumination. It says neither plants nor animals thrive without full spectrum light, without sunlight. And he said our interaction with light, our eyes are responsible for 90% of the information we take in. Because we read, we watch things, we look, so our eyes are so important. We receive 3 billion sensory inputs per second to our eye. And of those, 2 billion are received by the eye, and 98% of the sun's light energy enters us via our eyes, and only 2% through the skin. And that was news to me. 98% of the sunlight's energy enters through our eyes. And every 2 hours, 99% of our blood is exposed to light through our eyes. So this was amazing stuff. And I had a guy there named Jacob Lieberman, who is an optometrist, has written a book about light and the value to the body. And he gave us a handout. And I brought some home with me. And what I'm going to do real soon, I don't know if I get it done tonight or not, but real soon I'm going to retype that so I can attach it to a document and mail it out. It's really informational about this full spectrum light that Nikan has. They talked about students in school with full spectrum light being able to not be as hyperactive and get better grades. And one office had they changed all the artificial lights to full spectrum light, and they ended up saving over $200,000 just in the because there were that many less errors made on the computers by their employees. And Doug Braun's been using this as a desk lamp in his office. And he said that usually, you know, in the afternoon after lunch, you get a little sleepy sometimes. But he said now he's just alert all through the day. And Pat Terry had some, she's pretty sensitive to a lot of things. You know, she's had a lot of health challenges over her life, and Nikan has helped her so much. But anyway, she was saying that down there in Cancun, she was felt a little stressed, and her back was kind of spasming and so forth. Her hands were kind of tingling-like, and she walked over to that light that was on display and just put her hand under it. And within a minute, she could just feel it calming. And so then she bent the light and shined it on her body. And within 2 minutes, her back spasms just dissipated, and she just felt a calm come over her from this light. So we really got something cool here. And it simulates natural sunlight. Balanced broad spectrum visible light, and it's flicker free. There's no flicker to it at all from the LED emitters. It's environmentally friendly, and this adjustable brightness control, like I said. It also comes with a built-in USB charging port, so you could plug in your phone or whatever else, so that you can use the USB, you can charge it from your lamp. And then this is a picture they showed us. If people have a light that flickers like so many lights do, this is what your brain sees. And, you know, and it's eye strain and fatigue and everything else. And then here's one, I have to remember these are two different types of artificial light. And this bottom picture is using the Kinkle light and how everything is clear, no eye strain, no fatigue, just naturally softer and nice. It also does not have any UV rays coming out of it, so you can't get sunburn from it. You also, it doesn't produce any heat, and that's pretty amazing as well. And that LED light will last more than 35,000 hours of use. That's a long time, isn't it? It lasts 10 times longer than a fluorescent 60-watt bulb, or longer than a fluorescent light, and 60 times longer than incandescent lights. And it consumes less than one-third of the power of a 40-watt bulb. So it's about like you're lighting your refrigerator is all the power it uses. There's no phosphors, heavy metal, or glass involved, so it's really environmentally friendly. Also, the Kinkle light uses in the morning. It can help support natural day and night rhythms in waking and promoting morning alertness. And also in the evening, you can use it regularly. It may assist in supporting the normal sleep cycle. You can put it by your bed to read with for a little bit before you go to sleep. And during the day, provides full-spectrum visible light normally furnished by sunlight and does not produce ultraviolet radiation. So you can get vitamin D, you know, from that area through your eyes and all these good things. And these would probably go over well in Alaska in the wintertime, wouldn't it? They hardly have any daylight, you know. So it's just an amazing, amazing, amazing product. And again, flicker-free LED, reduces glare, potential for eye strain, and has that USB port for plug-in devices. This is the brightness, over 400 lumens. Intensity here, the frequency, this doesn't mean a whole lot to me, but anyway. Power consumption, 12 watts, I mentioned that, it was pretty minimal. And then, so that's on the product side. And now I mentioned too that talking about things being green and so forth, Nikon, you know, they're the leader in everything. And they said they're doing a modification at the home office, and they're going to put 2,600 solar panels on the home office roof. 2,600. And it will supply 60% of their electricity requirements. And it'll be the third largest solar-powered office building in California. That's pretty awesome. And they're also going to have electric car charging stations at the home office for people to charge their electric cars. So that was pretty cool. Now, this part right here is about the compensation plan enhancements. And they showed these slides to our President's Club, so I grabbed these. The focus in our business is on core technologies, obviously our magnetics and all the things that are core, the core product lines, you know, our sleep, the water, the air, and all these things. Also on simplification. Keep our business simple because it'll duplicate. And then they said, what does our business look like in 3, 5, 10 years? And what is required to get there? And you said, you know, the world has changed, and we're all very well aware of that. And our industries have changed. They have. And building an Nikon business has changed over the years. And if you've been around a while, you notice that's true as well. And our business must be built on customers purchasing every month. And, of course, we're all customers ourselves, so it's people purchasing every month. That's what our business must be built on. And business builders purchasing packs and building an organization, that's where if you want a large business in Nikon, you need to have a large organization, a lot of people doing a little bit. You need to have a compensation plan that rewards both and a sales plan that can be easily duplicated. And Nikon's efforts and focus has been to improve our support in each one of these areas. And so as part of their ongoing strategy of focus, simplification, and improvement, implementing compensation plan enhancements reward activities that drive growth, that create long-term stability, and increase the income of the active builders. And they did a lot of analysis. They found that there was a long recognition and earning increased gaps between platinum to Royal Diamond. And that's really true. I mean, people can move to silver pretty quick, get to gold pretty quick, but when they get to platinum and above, there's a long recognition and earning increased gap. And the top leaders are running to the top of the comp plan, like us. You know, what else is there to reach for? So the top leaders are running to the top of the comp plan. And so in their reviewing process, they didn't just do this on a whim, something that started last week. They had a year-long review, analysis, and planning process that began in June of 2009, so about a year and a half. And they reviewed all the business activities. They reviewed all the rank advancements, all the PIN versus the pay rank, all the earnings and the volume, all the organizational structures, and what are core groups driving the business, and many, many more. They ran all kinds of models and everything. I mean, this wasn't something they just took lightly. A year and a half analyzing, focusing. And they want to focus on our plan to reward persistent performance. I like a good idea, doesn't it? Reward persistent performance. Reward balanced organizational development. Address growth inhibitors at both the bottom and the top of the plan. See what's inhibiting growth in the past. Drive the compensation plan at pivotal positions where the majority of the volume is created. And the majority of the volume, probably no surprise to anybody, is in the silvers and golds. That's where most of the volume in Nikon comes from. So they want to maximize the number of silver and gold consultants who consistently qualify as a silver and gold. And so they're going to create a strong reason for silver and gold consultants to group qualify each month. You know what? There may be no tangible benefit today based on organizational structure, and that's true. If there's a silver, they became a silver. And then they said, well, I don't need to do 2,000 volume because I don't have anybody below me to receive any leadership bonuses on. So there's no reason for them to qualify at 2,000. So they do 1,500 or 1,800 or whatever. And we also want to leverage the existing power launch bonus, the PAC bonuses, and auto ship to create enhanced stable income potential for this core group of silvers and golds. And they want to leverage the knowledge, leadership, and skills at the top of our plan as well. These announcements will come after the first of the year. Okay, so I'm not talking about, if you understand what they're looking at. And they want to leverage the knowledge, leadership, and skills at the top of the plan. And they want to reinvigorate and create movement at the top. And they're going to do that by giving top leaders something to aim for. From platinum on up, we're going to have something to aim for that's different than the silvers and the golds. And they'll want to create new recognition and increased earning opportunities. And so starting in November, and that's next month, they're going to introduce a qualified producer bonus to reward consistent activity. And the target for that are the key silver and gold positions where the majority of NECAN's volume comes from. And also be, in the process, they will modify the stair step and leadership position requirements and revise and simplify them to focus on desired activities. They'll also modify the out-of-home program to a lifestyle strategy. I'll show you that in a minute, to broaden appeal and increase participation. And so the first quarter of 2011, this is coming up after the first of the year, NECAN will address the top leadership positions from platinum and above. And they're going to implement more focus on total organization volume and volume outside your hind leg. So you need to be out there sponsoring wide, don't just have everything just one leg. They're going to have new recognition available to everybody, new bonus opportunities available to everybody, and there'll be a new position at the top of the plan that will be more accessible to everybody. You know, I mean, it's sad that we're Royal Ambassadors. I mean, it's good that we're Royal Ambassadors, but it's sad that nobody else has got there in 10 years. So it's a stalled position. So they're going to create a new position at the top plan that has benefits for everybody. Okay? So announcements will come after the first of the year. But right now, this consistency bonus for silvers and golds, there's a significant monthly volume that can be generated if non-PV qualified silver and golds have a reason to qualify. And they found in their analysis that there was a significant number of silvers and golds that are within 1,000 points of qualifying. So there might be a lot of people doing $1,000, you know, in volume that are silvers that should be doing too. And over 30% of that group is within 500 points of qualifying. That's a lot of people. 30% are within 500 points of qualifying. So what they said is they're going to have this designed to support two key components of the silver or golds business. They're going to focus on auto ship to ensure consistent monthly qualification. That's the best way to do it. If you're on $100 a month auto ship and you have 19 people in your organization, either customers or consultants or wholesale buyers or whatever you want to call them, you and 19 others doing $100 a month will make you a qualified silver every single month. Now, you know, it'll happen at the first of the month. You don't have to wait till the end of the month to fight to try to get to 2,000. It'll happen automatically. We've got people in our organization, their auto ship is like 7 to 9,000 a month. So that with a lot of people doing a little bit. And focus on business builders and pack sales to drive group volume and maximize the size of your bonuses, so that's over and above. And then there are going to be some stair-step modifications, and payout will be modified to be in line with and support, again, this big word here, consistency. And the current rebate structure is modified to require monthly rank PV, PGV requirements to be met to receive the maximum PV and PGV. And so there's going to be a two-tiered sliding scale. And if you qualify at your rank, if you're a silver, do 2,000 in a month. And if you're a gold, do your 1,500. If you do, you get 20%, like we always have. But if you don't qualify, you'll be paid as a bronze, 15%, if you don't qualify at 2,000, which is sounds fair to me. And here's how it works. They're going to reward silver and gold consultants for meeting monthly PV and GV requirements on a consistent basis. So they need to do your $100 like we always do to get a check and then qualify. And there'll be a qualified producer bonus paid on PGV. And here's how it works. If you qualify for two consecutive months, let's say that you qualify, this starts in November. So if you qualify in November, do your 2,000 if you're a silver minimum. That's the minimum too, remember, not just your goal. you do 2,000 in November, and you do 2,000 in December, on December's paycheck, instead of getting 20% rebate, you're going to get 21%. And then if you in January, if you qualify again, that's three consecutive months, on January's check, you'll get 21.5%. And if you qualify for four consecutive months, you get 22% bonus every month from then on, as long as you keep qualifying at your 2,000. So you can qualify all year long and get an extra 2% every single month, get 22% rebate. And but if you ever don't qualify, you drop back to the 15%, then you got to start over again. So as an incentive to get your auto ship rolling, get everything cooking, and get your people qualified, those people that are within 500 points, you can, now you don't have to call them up, you know, and say, hey, I need you to do this, I need you to do that. I say, hey, you're going to miss out on your full 20% if you don't, you know, just get a few more things going there. So anyway, and then silver is earning a consistency bonus. Let's say you're silver, you're rambling along here, you're 22%, and you advance to gold, you carry your months with you forward to the new rank, so you don't lose them. So this is for silvers and golds. And some people say, well, 2%, that isn't much. But look at this. If you had 15,000 PGV in a month, at 20%, you get a check for $3,000. But if it's a 22%, just that little 2% makes your check $3,300. Well, that's $300 more than it was over here, which is a 10% increase in pay. So you can get a 10% increase in pay just by with a 2% bonus on your volume. So that was pretty awesome. So it's more than just a 2% thing. And then the auto home bonus modification, this is what they've done. They're going to modernize it as a lifestyle cash bonus to adjust to your lifestyle and live life unleashed. A car is no longer a requirement. You don't have to buy a car. A lot of people in today's economic climate don't want to buy a brand new car, don't need to want to go into debt for one. So you can use it for whatever you want. You can use it for a car, a home, college, a vacation. And the qualifications to receive those are unchanged, and then your monthly activity determines your bonus. And gold can earn up to $500, platinum's up to $1,000 in this lifestyle bonus per month, and a diamond up to $1,500, and a royal diamond up to $2,000. So you can use it for whatever you want to. And then the pre-announcement was in Cancun, which we've already done, and the global announcement will be November 1st. And the qualified producer bonus, first month of qualification is November, like I said, so the first month's payout is January on December volume. So if you qualify in November, qualify in December, you're in line for that for the 1% extra bonus, 21%. That's when it starts. And the adjustments on the stair step begin in December. So next month, even if you did less than 2,000, you'd still earn 20%. But in December, that will have to be to qualify, or you get 15. And the lifestyle bonus is qualification is ongoing, and the first month payout will be January and December's volume. And the current auto, if you have a car right now, you can transition, or you just wait until the end of the lease, and it doesn't matter what you do with it because the money will come. But I just want to let you know that some of you probably know this already. Pat Terry and Mac McDonald are consultants of the year again, 2 years in a row. That was pretty awesome. We were sitting right by him, and Doug Braun got up there and he said, you know, I've been a pleasure to work with consultants of the year from last year, Pat Terry and Mac McDonald. And it's going to be a pleasure to work with them again, because they're it again. Isn't that cool?
So,
yeah, it was very neat. That was very neat. And then this is a picture I took up on the stage, or from the audience up to the stage. And there were 37 countries represented in Cancun. And there's the flags from all the countries. It was really special. There were about, supposed to be, some of them didn't make it because of cancellations and flights and stuff, because of that supposedly hurricane threat that never materialized. But there were about 1,600 people earned the convention trip, and 500 from the U.S., and the other 1,100 were from all these other 36 countries.
Wow.
So that was pretty neat. Pretty neat. So anyway, I think that's the last slide that I have there. But exciting things. I really like that enhancement program there for the silvers and the golds can earn an extra 2% on their group volume every month, and and hopefully it'll encourage people to stretch a little bit to be able to maintain that that qualification. And all the people in your organization, you can, you know, pass them this along. And gosh, if all every silver we had in our entire organization qualified, it would be huge. So anyway, it's just a great enhancement. And they didn't do it just on a whim. It was after, you know, a year and a half of analyzing and studying and really doing what they needed to do to create something really good here. And then the platinum's on up, we'll see some real nice things to strive for after the first of the year when they announce that.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Yeah. You got any questions or comments or anything for me?
No, I'd like to ask a question for you, Dennis. Dennis, what was the most awesome thing about the convention for you? What just struck you as the most awesome part?
Oh, just seeing all these people from all these other countries, and not even be able to speak English to a lot of them, and still they come up and smile and give you a hug, and you can just, you know, feel the love from them, even though they couldn't talk to you. I couldn't talk to them. You know, that was knowing that we're all part of this big community, this big family, helping to change the world, you know, one family at a time. Some great stories, you know, we heard from people, and I think that was just to see, you know, how Ben provides for everybody. Like the people that got their flights canceled and couldn't get there till Friday. They were supposed to come on Wednesday when they extended their stay for a couple of nights, and that's why they got to stay there longer, because they earned it, you know. But they didn't just say, "Well, too bad." So, and then another thing too, you know, that wellness, with the wellness starch, where they donate a wellness home components to needy families, which I know we had one of those announced in Austin when we were down there.
Yeah.
Well, up here in Seattle, there's the Tacoma Rescue Mission, and near Tacoma here, and several people, the Branhams, the Weens, and so forth, have been pretty instrumental and you know, pretty close to that organization. So they took a lot of pictures and they wrote up a lot of stories about that Tacoma Rescue Mission. And what the Tacoma Rescue Mission does, I don't know a lot about the details, but they provide temporary housing for a lot of single moms and stuff until they can get on their feet and so forth. And so they had a certificate that they presented up here back in May, and I remember handing it to Claudia Branham to present to the head of the Tacoma Rescue Mission. And I thought it was going to say they were going to give them, you know, a wellness home. It said on there, we're going to provide 31 wellness homes to this goal.
Wow.
31.
Wow.
Unbelievable. And then Doug Braun told us something down there that I didn't even know. Talk about a company with a heart. He said those homes, those 31 wellness home components, went into temporary homes. Okay? So when the people move, they get to take all their NECAN products with them
to
their
awesome
permanent home. And then NECAN said they would replace all those in the temporary homes after the other people left.
Oh, wow.
Isn't
that fantastic?
Common?
That's fantastic.
I couldn't believe it. Give them to all these people, they get used to using them, and then they get to take them with them, and they'll replace them for the next people to come in.
That's fantastic.
Wow. Oh, it is amazing. This is one awesome company that we have. And
amen.
Yeah, Kurt Foley, you know, got a little thing. He said the night we had one of the banquet welcome President's Club reception thing there, Kurt Foley invited Ruth and I to sit at his table, which was pretty cool. Got to sit with him and talk, and food everywhere. I mean, you couldn't turn around without food being in front of you. And it was, and of course everything was all inclusive, so anything you ordered, you didn't sign a ticket for it or anything, it was just part of the deal. Yeah, it was really nice. And that hurricane apparently pushed all the weather out of the way, because it was beautiful all week long, and it was predicted to be rainy, but after the hurricane kind of blew by the side of us there, I guess it moved all the weather out too.
That's awesome. We appreciate you giving us the rundown on the convention.
Huh?
We appreciate you giving us a rundown. rundown on the convention.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and you can see what we're focusing on, volume. That's what creates income. It's not pin ranks. It's not all this stuff. You know, there are people, Doug said, that get a new pin rank, and then they're not even being paid on that rank the same month they even qualify. You know, and that's not right. So volume is what business, people using products, auto ship, you know, that's the big focus for everything. It's fantastic. So
you know, it's amazing, Dennis, that every time the company does something, anything, whatever it does, it's always for the better of us.
That's right. Absolutely. They really care about us. They do. And we're just so fortunate to have the leadership and everything. Oh, and I might tell you one other little thing. Almost forgot about it. Kurt Pulley got up and he said, I've got a special presentation. And he showed on the screen these coins. And they're really unusual looking coins, kind of oval, egg-shaped coins with some kind of Japanese inscription on them. And four of them were gold and 12 of them were silver. And he said that back in 1975, when Nikken started the company, they had these coins made, just a certain number of coins, a limited edition of these coins made, and then they gave them away to some prestigious people right in the beginning of the company. And then they locked them up in a safe, and they've been in the safe for 35 years. And Mr. Watanabe took them out, and he said, I want to present these to the people that have been in Nikken the longest and created the largest organizations and so forth. And so Ruth and I are getting one of those gold coins.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
That's invaluable, isn't it?
Congratulations. Yeah. Would you put a picture of that up online soon?
Yeah, well, we don't have the coin yet. They gave us a paper that told all about it and its history and things, and they said it will be sent to us. So when we get it, I'm gonna frame that, put it up on the wall in my office. Yeah, so that's good. But I'll take a picture of it and put it online and tell everybody about it, and the history of it and everything when we get it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of special too. We didn't expect that. Dave and Valerie got one. Reed Nelson got one. We got one, and I don't know, several other people. There were 16 altogether, and I think we got one of the gold ones. It was I think Wolfgang Sonnenberg and Ruth and I and Dave and Valerie and Reed and Yvonne Nelson, I think, got the gold ones, and the rest of them will be silver.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty neat. Yeah, and seeing our people get up and achieve and accomplish, and just all these people from these countries and how excited they are. It's just, it's going to be a great year. Just concentrate on volume. Just getting people on auto ship, building volume. The ranks will come. The pen ranks will come. And after the first year, you're going to see some great, great incentives and benefits. And again, things much better for all of Platinums and above. Make it easier on your life.
Cool. Well, thank you, Dennis. We appreciate you coming on. We've got somebody on here that you're probably very familiar with. She's been on your list quite a few times, and we're going to let her tell us about her experience at her, I believe it's her first convention, so I'm really excited about hearing from her and hearing what she has to offer.
Absolutely.
If you could turn the helm back over to me, I would appreciate it. And
okay.
Dennis,
all right.
We do appreciate you very much, everybody. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis. Thank you, Dennis.
You betcha.
Okay, I'll let you do that. And again, like I said, Dennis, it's always a pleasure and honor to have you as a guest on one of our calls because you've always got something exciting to say. And it's really neat to talk to basically the father of Nikken. You know, I just think it's really cool if you can talk to the man that's been there, you know, one of the men that's been there the longest, of course, Dave and Valerie also. But it's neat, and it's got to be a real privilege for you to be at the helm of this company as far as the people in the field go, and we're glad you're there too.
Well, thank you. I think you've got it back now, if I'm not mistaken there.
Yes, I do. Thank you very much. Okay. You have a great night.
You bet.
Thank you, Dennis.
You bet.